You are now tuned into Accelerate to Great Podcast with Nehemiah Davis, a podcast for aspiring and established entrepreneurs looking for their next level of greatness.
Welcome back to another episode of Accelerate to Great Podcast. As I continue to tell you week after week, episode after episode, I am finding you practitioners, I'm finding you experts, I'm finding the people you want to learn from, the people you want to get insight from, the people you want to grow from. As I stated on a previous episode, the thing about college and the thing about a lot of these institutions, we are being taught from someone who isn't actually doing what they're teaching, right? So case in point, when I was in college, they were teaching me, I was taking business 101, but they had me taking theology. How is taking theology going to actually help me in business, right? I had someone teaching me marketing, but he wasn't in internet marketing. I had someone teaching me business 101, but they did not own a business. So as we continue to build on Accelerate the Great Podcast, I continue to find the experts, people who are absolutely incredible at what they do, and today is no other. Today, I wanted to bring on a new construction expert, and the reason why I love Pat and brought him on, because one, he's younger than me, and two, I literally got to watch him build buildings from the ground up from college. So without further ado, I want to bring on a real estate expert, entrepreneur, and a teacher to Accelerate the Great Podcast. What's up, Pat? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Nia?
Hey, doing? Good, man. Feeling good. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I seen the other day on Instagram that is like a void in like new construction. I see a lot of different people in real estate doing incredible, right? But what I don't see a lot of is people literally building buildings from the ground up, right? And you have done dozens and dozens of buildings from the ground up, and I want you to talk about that. But before we get in that, actually, what made you want to get in real estate? Like, I know you were a broke college student and you started real estate from your dorm room, right? And was able to generate millions annually with real estate. Tell me about how you got started. What gave you the inkling of like, man, I want to go all in on this?
Right. You know, like I was saying, just being a broke college kid and just realizing that, you know, living in off-campus housing, you know, paying $2,000 a month and seeing how my landlord lived or the guy who owned the building lived and how easy it was for him just to collect rent, you know, every month was like very inspiring to me. And I was like, yo, this is a serious business. Like, this guy's building wealth, he's making money. Like, I need to get into this, I need to take it serious. So while I was in college, you know, I basically jumped, I went all in, you know, I figured it out. I was throwing house parties. I met other, you know, developers, other landlords, started renting out their properties, saving up my money, and basically bought my first property as a junior in college. Wow. And then that basically got the ball rolling for me.
So the idea was like, you saw a landlord getting your money every single month, and you like, man, this can't be that hard. I could do the exact same thing towards other college students.
Right, towards that. I started renting out to my friends.
Right.
I'm in class my senior year.
Right.
I'm in class with my tenant. They like, yo, that's my landlord.
Wow. So you literally was in class with people who you were renting the buildings.
Right.
So that pretty much was like a bug of like getting bit by a bug and just wanted to keep on going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Once I got bit, it was no turning back.
Right.
You know, once I realized that, you know, I could do this too, right, like I could get into real estate, I could make this money, you know, I could make it happen, it was no turning back. You know, I just wanted to continue to move forward and scale up from there.
Gotcha.
And that's basically where I got into the new construction, because, you know, It to me, it was a higher level of real estate. It's a higher level of development, you know? And I knew that I was a creative person and I could kind of see what areas were calling for, you know, what areas should be developed, you know? And I could, you know, analyze deals and, you know, pull in a higher profit margin, you know, putting up these new constructions. So just like how I jumped into, you know, buying that first property, right, renting out the college students, I actually did the same thing and just like jumped into new construction,
right,
you know, and it's been going well for me ever since.
Yeah. And one of the stories that I love, and I don't even know if you really remember this, but this is like, I don't know how many years, 7-8 years ago, I knew Pat through someone who used to work with me, and he called me to come look at a job, but I think the job I was looking at might've been for his mentor.
Right.
I think I looked at two, one for your property and one for your mentor. And when I came to meet you, you were interning.
Right.
Talk a little bit about intern, because I think you interned for a year straight, no pay.
Right.
Most
right.
people wouldn't have done that.
Right.
Talk
right,
a little right. bit about that and what made you do it and why do you encourage other people? Because I'll tell a lot of people, I'm like, yo, I watched my friend intern for someone learning new construction. Now he could literally throw up a new construction building effortlessly because he learned the tools and the tricks. But can you touch on for the young people who are listening? A lot of us look at learning and working for free as I'm being used or some sort of a get over mentality.
Right.
You know, what made you do it? Because I'm sure people was telling you probably at the time, Pat, why are you working for free?
Right.
Talk to me a little bit about right. that.
I mean, I was just such a strong believer in real estate and a strong believer in myself. And I knew what the future holds and what real estate could possibly do for my life. And basically, the backstory is when I bought that first property, you know, I said I already, you know, reached out to other landlords, other investors, and I started renting out their property. So when I bought the property, I knew that I could rent it.
Yeah.
But the part that I didn't know was how to fix it.
Right.
So I bought a property. I'm like, damn, now I'm stuck. Like, I need to get this thing fixed, right? So then, you know, I started, you know, seeking out guys who were actually developing property, rehabbing property, things like that. And I met a guy down Temple, and he was actually doing new construction. You know, and I started learning from this guy. I was like renting out his apartments or whatever, and he's still doing big things right now down Temple. You know, he's putting up a 20-unit building right now as we speak.
Right.
And it was just like I knew the value that I was getting from that experience, from that internship, and it was priceless to the point where, you know, getting paid to learn that information,
right.
you know, you could. It wasn't no money that he could really pay me for right. what I got in return for right. the information. You right. get what I'm saying? Like, I basically learned how to do new construction, you know, and took that process and kind of scaled it down, did rehabs. And then once I got through that, went right back and started doing
What's more valuable, your four-year degree from Temple or that year of interning?
That year of interning is way more valuable than my degree. I don't even use my degree.
Right. Now, let me ask you, do you believe to do new construction, of course, having a mentor like you help, but is a college degree necessary for real estate right now?
No, a college degree is not necessary for real estate. So, like, I don't even have a real estate license. Like, I'm not even like a realtor or anything.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So you don't need a degree. Nah, you don't need college.
Do is I'm your doing. College degree helping you in doing numbers, or is just simple math? Because a lot of people, we were told college, and I don't think nothing wrong with that. You right. finished and have a degree from Temple University.
Right.
But for our young people coming up right now trying to figure it out, do you suggest going all in on something you love and developing a craft, or just go in college, get in debt, right. and come out and still don't know what you want to do? What path? I know it's different for everyone.
I would say, you know, go all in, bet on yourself. You know, if you know what you want to do, if you have a lane that you want to get into. If you don't know exactly what you want to do, you know, I wouldn't say don't go to college, because if you do go to college, you would get exposed to so many different people with so many different yeah. ideas coming from so many different backgrounds, you know, low class, middle class, upper class, you know, people whose parents are entrepreneurs, kids who already have ideas that they want to do, you know, while they're in college. You know, while I was in college, I got exposed to my mentor who taught me construction. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
if it was essential.
So if I didn't go to college, like, I would have never got that experience.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
I probably would have stayed in my local community in West Philadelphia, and who knows where I would have went at that point.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. That environment is important.
Yeah, the environment is important.
Gotcha.
But I mean, do I think it should cost that much for the information that they're giving?
Right.
Nah,
right.
I don't think so.
It's general.
Yeah.
It's not like laser focus, right?
Right. right.
And that's something I'd say. So again, I'm not telling nobody not to go to college. I'm not that guy. I want you to do what's best for you, but I want you to be taught from someone who's doing what
right.
you're doing. Like,
right.
It physically don't make sense to me to learn marketing from someone who isn't a marketer, learn about real estate from someone who isn't actively doing real estate.
Right.
So I just think learning is important. So for those who I know in a few minutes, I want to talk about how someone can learn about new construction and get started with new construction. But for those who just getting started in real estate,
right.
what's the first suggestion you're going to get this person?
For someone who just getting started.
Or thinking about it, I want to get in the game.
Started, you know. You know, I mean, so for me, I just jumped right in and bought a property, you know.
Gotcha.
And, you know, some people might not be able to do that. So just to kind of take it a step down from that and give them an even easier way to get into real estate, you know, I would definitely suggest wholesaling. you know, and that's basically identifying a property, a motivated seller, a distressed property, putting that property under contract, and then reselling it to another investor. Gotcha. And basically collecting the difference, you know. Gotcha. And I think that you could basically build enough capital to go out there and do a real deal. You know, I'm not telling you go out there and do a wholesale and do that full time. That's not what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely a good way to get familiar with the business, learn the language, you know, learn about contracts and things like that. Yeah. So that way you could go out there and eventually do it on your own. All
right, so what's the next step? Would that be rehabbing? If we were to, you were to share the level of ascension, we going wholesaling, what we got?
Then we'll do a fix and flip.
Fix and flip?
We'll go out there, we'll find an actual property, and you will most likely want to fix and flip this property and get a higher return versus wholesaling.
Gotcha.
You know, and then with that return, you know, that one property should put you in position to buy two.
Gotcha.
And if you bought that one, you flipped it the right way, you sold it, you should be able to buy two. When you buy that two, you should buy one rental and buy another flip.
Gotcha. And just keep it going.
And just keep
it going. What's the next level of ascension?
Well, after that, you know, then you want to be at that point where, you know, you're probably flipping two properties at a time. Gotcha. And you're keeping one where you're running like a 2-1 strategy.
Gotcha.
And if you want, like, if, you know, real estate development, new construction is in your future, then you could definitely get there after running that strategy right there.
Gotcha. Now for in terms of new construction, because, again, our ultimate goal with the podcast, we want to help people accelerate, get there quicker. Right. What's some things people should look out for, maybe in all facets of real estate? What's some things that you wish you looked out for that might have happened to you that you want to tell a new investor or a new person getting in real estate to try to look out for or to try to avoid? Anything like that?
Yeah, to avoid, I mean, definitely seeking mentorship, definitely building a network of investors or other developers. Because one of the things that's hard to determine is what it's actually going to cost to do the construction to these properties. You know, what is it going to cost to do a rehab? What is it going to cost to do a new construction? You know, and you don't want to guess. You don't want to make it up. You know, you want to try to get as close as possible and even put a little bit of fluff in there, right? So how do you even do that, right? So the only way to really, you know, get that done is, you know, being friends with investors, gotcha. Being friends with developers, you know, or getting a mentor.
Gotcha.
Learning from somebody who could tell you how to properly put together a budget. So that way, when you go do a deal, you're not under budget.
Wow, that's good. That's a hack. So begin to develop networks, get some mentorship, meet other investors and real estate owners so you can ask, how much did this cost? How much did this cost? How much did this cost?
Right.
And just to expound on it, this is with anything, not just real estate. You said something key. One of the best ways to do it is go all in.
Right.
A lot of people are like, you can't learn how to swim from YouTube.
Right.
No, like, you have to get in the... You physically have to get in the pool to learn how to swim.
Right.
I haven't met anyone who said, hey, I know how to swim, but I learned it from YouTube.
Right.
So I know you on this thing now, just do it.
Right.
And, I know you were talking about buy a property. At minimum, you should be buying a property per year, did you say?
Right. I said, you know, if you want to get into real estate now, which you just need to start now, this year, go out there and buy a rental property. You know, like if you have a good enough job, you know, you have a paper trail, you should be able to approach a bank. And the bank will assist you in buying this property. And just go out there and get one rental property, you know. And if you're making $800 a month cash flow from this property, and if you bought one a year for the next 5 years, you should be making at least $4,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, and with $4,000 a month, that should be enough of a foundation to change your life.
Absolutely.
You know, to scale that business up.
Absolutely.
You know, or even get into anything else that you would want to do.
Because think about, what if you really bought one a year for the next 20 years and just hypothetically you're 25? By 45, you got maybe 20,000 of positive cash flow coming in a month.
Right.
That's your retirement.
Right. That's your retirement.
Wow.
That's better than a 401k.
Way better than a 401k. Yeah. I see a lot of the people cashing them out now and investing in real estate now.
That's a smart move.
And look, I'm not advising it. Like, talk to your accountant or whoever, but listen to me.
Right.
The name of the game is how to make your money work for you without you working for it.
Exactly.
Like, we've been told our entire life, work a job, which is nothing wrong with working a job because your job is your investor. But the thing that I get confused is work. But when do we come up with an asset or a business or something that works for us when we aren't working?
Right.
Your real estate is working for you right now. Money's being made right now, and you're not physically outside working.
Right.
That money's coming in every single month.
Right.
So this is why, like Pat said, what can you create Start buying the property a month. I mean, a year. And after 5 years, you got five. After 10 years, you got 10. And now that's positive cash flow that is coming in, and you weren't physically working for it. And that's my problem with society, is that we've been conditioned the same thing. Work, 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 work. They putting us on a 40-40-40 plan, which is find a good job, work 40 hours a week, right, work it for 40 years, and then when you get done, they give you your pension, which is 40% of what you were making,
right,
and expect you to live off of that.
Right.
Retirement ain't retirement no more.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like you gotta make your retirement.
Right. And I think you could definitely achieve that with real estate. I mean, it's set up for you to have financial freedom. Yeah. You know, it has all the pieces in place for you to be a true investor, a passive investor. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanna do flips, you could get a GC. You don't have to be the GC. Right. You know,
tell me what that means when you say that, like, GC, for people who don't know.
Basically, GC is a general contractor.
Got you.
Basically, you can run your own project, so mm-hmm. you can hire somebody to run the project for you.
Yep.
You know, and even if you don't want to be that far apart, you could probably even get a property manager, you know, a construction manager, who you can work closely with, who can manage the day-to-day stuff. Yep. You know, and you just basically communicate with that one person versus communicating with all the subs, right? Yep. Then they have realtors who will sell the property for you, right? Then if we talk about the rental strategy, they got property management companies yep. who will manage the property and give you what they call mailbox money, right?
Wow.
Where you sitting home, where you on vacation, or you're at one of them countries that you like to go right. to, right? And you just getting that check in the mail, right. you know? Like real estate definitely has all those aspects that could set up that financial freedom for you.
Yeah. And just to add, I was in a meeting with my mentor, and he has like a 15-unit apartment building. It's like, yeah, I just subbed this out to a management company
right.
for 8% a month.
Right.
Just think about it. Just that's a business. Going to people who own real estate, can I manage it for you? I'm right. going to do it for this percent.
Right.
It costs you $0 to do that.
Yeah, zero.
And you build a business off of
right.
just networking. That's where your networking
I mean, coming that's, at. Like even early on when I was in college, like I built a business for myself leasing apartments for other investors, other right. landlords. You know, I went around as a college student like, yo, I throw parties. I know a bunch of people. If you let me rent your apartment, I guarantee you I could get it done.
Wow.
And through that network that I built from like throwing parties and things like right. that, it's like I get an apartment. I was getting them rented in no time. Like, soon as it became available, you know, I'm just promoting it. Yeah. Like I was promoting
no license,
no license, no nothing.
And just to add, Pat, I feel like you're doing new construction. Let's say he doesn't have he's a GC, but he's not a realtor and all this. People get so caught up, Pat, with trying to have everything in order. I need to get my real estate license first. I gotta do this. No, you just gotta start.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
This man's building multi-million-dollar businesses and buildings, all off of just making the decision to start.
Right.
And would you mind sharing your latest deal with us? I know you're working on a deal currently that you bought a few years back.
Right.
Identifying an undervalued piece of property
right.
land and
right.
talk a little bit about that. Yeah, I know a lot of people want to do new construction, and you're the guy to really learn from.
Right.
So.
So I think just to go deeper into the story, it's like, you know, back like 2 years ago when I bought this property, mm-hmm. I was also buying property that was in a little bit hotter area of this area called Brewerytown.
Gotcha.
You know, where I was selling them for, you know, $425,000, $500,000, right? Yeah. And, you know, Philly's just block by block. So, you know, you go down two blocks, things might change. And nobody believed that if you went down two blocks, these things would change. But I knew if I purchased this two blocks away, right, and I sat on it, you know, in a year or two, it'd definitely be worth more or the same amount of value of what the property is selling for today, right? Yeah. So I just basically went out on a limb, a calculated risk, though, because I could see where it was going. Yeah. I saw how the market was moving, and I bought this property for $40,000. It's a corner property, CMX2. And I'm currently building
what
it
What do that
right
mean
now.
For someone who new to real estate, CMX2?
So the property is on CMX2. So what exactly CMX2 is, it's commercial and two residential.
Gotcha.
So by right, I could put a commercial space on the first floor mm-hmm. and two apartments above.
Yep.
So what I'm actually building is a four-story building, mm-hmm. commercial on the first floor, and two bi-level, two-bedroom apartments mm. with a roof deck,
wow.
which adds a ton of value to
Absolutely.
This building right here.
Absolutely.
And right now, once the building is complete, it'll be valued at $1.2 million.
Gotcha.
And I bought it for $40,000 two
gotcha.
Years ago.
Wow. Wow. So you saw value. You said, I'm going to buy this and hold.
Right.
And now it's going to be worth $1.2 million.
Right.
So how important is sacrifice? I know when you're doing several million dollars worth of deals annually every single year, I'm sure you're sacrificing like I don't want to say fun times, but there's a lot of other things you potentially could be doing instead of building wealth now, because a lot of people our age, they're more like party, live it up now, and I'll deal with the consequences later. You're more like build now, develop wealth now, start businesses now, and I'll be good for the rest of my life. So what is the mindset behind that, or the sacrifices you make to do that?
Right. I mean, definitely staying, you know, disciplined.
Gotcha.
You know, at my age, you know, I still got friends from college. I got cousins, you know, I got everybody around me, you know, that still likes to enjoy life, should I say, you know, and I think that I still enjoy life, you know, to a certain extent, but definitely got to stay disciplined because, you know, my goals and dreams, like even my vision board, you know, on my phone, you know, is serious. And I believe it that much to the point where I have to be disciplined, you know, like I got to buckle down right now in order to, you know, achieve these goals.
Absolutely.
You know, like everything in worth life having is what? It's uphill, right?
Right.
So
true,
it's like,
true.
I understand that right now, and I'm willing to go through that uphill battle to make sure that I get there, you know, and never becoming content, you know, or, you know, never becoming content with the success I already achieved.
Gotcha.
You know, the amount of deals that I already done, the money that I've already made, you get what I'm saying? It's still more, and I still want more. You get what I'm saying? So I'm always going to push for more. You get what I'm saying?
And it's funny because you building $1 million deal right now, and you like, we're sitting here talking, you're like, man, I'm working on this next 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm like, what about the one you got? So it's just always keeping that forward progress. So I know something we've been talking about. We were mentioning how much a void there is with just new construction. And I know I've been like, yo, Pat, how can you kind of help? What you got going on, or how will you be able to help other people really want to do new construction?
Yeah, so right now I'm putting together a course and also like a hands-on training on how to actually go about building new construction.
Gotcha.
You know, starting from, you know, teaching people how to get into it from start to finish.
Gotcha.
You know, identifying the property, identifying the lot, you know, getting the permits, getting the plans done, actually building a team of, you know, subs or contractors that could actually get this off the ground.
Gotcha.
You know, and get it to the point where it's either going to be a flip where we sell it, or, you know, keep it in your portfolio. You know, when you build new construction rentals and you put that in your portfolio, I mean, your maintenance cost is, you know, significantly, is minimal.
Right.
Yeah, it's significantly less than rehabbing something or buying a property that's already a rental, because, you know, it's everything is new.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? The bones is new. The foundation is new. All the mechanicals is new. You know, the roof is new. It's like, you shouldn't have any issues with this property
for years.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Gotcha. So, you know, I want to put a course together that, you know, to add value to people and show them that, you know, they can do this too.
Gotcha. Good, man. I appreciate you doing that, because I think learning from the right people is important. Like, I literally, like I tell people, man, I'm like, yo, what's the hack? The hack is learning from someone who did it before. I don't believe in bumping my head purposely when I don't have to. And I literally spent $27,000 last year on my self-education. That was probably one of the best things I ever done, because I'm literally skipping a lot of steps. And now the network I'm building and the relationships I'm building is literally priceless. So. First, thanks, shout out to you for doing that. And as we wrap it up, any last piece of advice you want to share with anyone as they just pursue their real estate career? Do they need to be confident? Something else that, anything else mindset-wise that is necessary for them to get to where they got to go?
I would say definitely just, you know, eliminate all fear. Don't set any limits on yourself. Just get out there and do it. Take the risk, take the jump, but also be calculated in it. You know, do as much research as you can. Try to find a mentor now if you can, or identify somebody that, you know, you feel like you could connect with that's in the business, you know, and try to build from there. Also, outside of that, don't be afraid to, like, read a few books and just mentally prepare you for the jump that you're about to take on, or the business endeavor that you're about to take on. You know, there's plenty of books out there that could help someone mentally prepare.
You got any favorites? Just favorite books in general?
Yeah. I got some easy ones, like, you know, Who Moved My Cheese.
That's
just
one
stop.
Of my favorites,
yeah,
bro.
I feel like, man, if you could get through that book, if you could appreciate that book, then you could continue to move forward from there. You know, and then you could get into the Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yep.
You know, the Four Agreements.
Yep.
You know, the Think and Grow Rich. You know, and just those four books right there, I feel like, are game changing for anybody.
Gotcha. That's good. Yeah. Order them books, people. So we coming to the close for this episode of Accelerate the Great, guys. But I hope you got a lot of value. I know
I wish I could be sitting here taking notes, but I'm going to be rewatching this episode as well as I know you're probably going to be doing the same with all the gems that was delivered. But again, guys, I want to say thank you so much for joining. Please tell me your website where they can actually review some of your old deals and some of your projects you got going on.
Okay, so everybody, you could go to my website, www.jpholdingsgroup.com. Again, that's www.jpholdingsgroup.com.
And your Instagram?
And my Instagram is my name. It's Patrick June. So that's patrick.june, which is spelled J-E-U-N-E.
Gotcha. He's special. And whenever, if he ever get done this course program training, I'll plug that in the show notes below as well, just so you're able to be able to skip some steps. But guys, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of Accelerate the Great. All I'm asking you to do right now, rate it, review it, share it. This is the information I want to put out to the world for free. And my ultimate goal is to help people like you accelerate to great and build that 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure business that you desiring to build and gain that financial freedom. So thank you again for tuning in for another episode of Accelerate the Great, and I'll see you on the next episode. See ya.